Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree.
Hi, how are you? You know, I was just listening to my podcast, and I spoke of troubles in my neighborhood and so on, and spoke about stuff I was going through. I decided I'm trying my best to be positive, you know, but being an artist and someone who loves to express myself, I express so much stuff. So I decided I will make an attempt to not talk about things on a personal level, like home base, or my neighborhood, because it's probably not right, you know, to grow as a person. But if I do, I apologize. I have to express it because I got a lot. I believe if you know that if you have a lot of stuff to talk about, if you have some, you should talk about it. Now I'm aware of confidentiality and not saying names and stuff like that. So I'm trying to be positive because the most important thing, because most of my podcasts are about my music. I've been doing music for a long time. I've been doing music since I was a child and a teenager, I'd say. And I came to L.A. to be an artist, you know, because it was either L.A. or New York City. I tried both, and L.A. fit because in New York City, I could not afford to find a place. I would have been homeless, literally. It's like, you know, the Big Apple. The Big Apple is a great city, but I went to L.A. because I was able to find a place faster, even though I was homeless out here for 2 or 3 years. I was in and out of places. So maybe it's the hot weather. I don't know. And let me tell you, to those who come out here trying to be a star in Hollywood, please make sure you have some money. Bring 10 grand, 20 grand, so you can be in a hotel. Or you can find a place. I was so risky. I was so fearless. I was so determined. I was so fearless, you know. To be a star, you know, I wanted to be on stage, and I did that. Put the teaser, the rainbow, places on the Sunset Strip, all over LA when I was younger, so many years. And, you know, especially the 90s, the 10 years, it took a toll on me. So trying to find, you know, get somebody to sign me or, I was thinking about being on the stage side, being a lead singer of a band. See, listen, I came out here to be like Axl Rose or Vince Neil. What do they have in common? They were lead singers of groups, but I have my own personality. I haven't been myself. I'm actually more like Michael Stipe and Freddie Mercury. It's something I can relate to. But, that was, it didn't happen. I didn't find the right band, so. I was unlucky, but you know, while I was talking about the artistic side, to be a star, to be a superstar, but it was so hard because I got rejected by a lot of record labels, particularly in the early 90s and throughout the 90s. I was rejected. The rock labels, they didn't set my rock CDs, but there was one important situation that happened. I'm looking at it now. BMI, anybody can be with BMI, that's a good thing. It wasn't quite, you know, the big time, but they registered me as a songwriter in the early 90s, late 90s. And I didn't see songwriting as, you know, at first a way to be involved in because I was called champion artist, screaming, rock singing, singing a rock song, the microphone. But when I went to recording studio, I went on stage because I was singing other people's songs, and then I realized, okay. So when I sing, I started to realize when I was in a recording studio, I had to write my own songs. So I had to write those lyrics. So I said, okay, I use that, and then I'd be on stage. But I realized how important the songwriting is as I got older. But being assigned to BMI since a young age, I got to the agreement. I've been with them such a long time. I'm pretty much still, you know, been a starving artist, a homeless artist. And looking at the address with my original name, and it was, I signed my name, and I was at an address where it wasn't an address that I was actually living at. And I'm actually not too far from that address. It was a mailing address of a place I was using for mail because I was over on the other side of it. You know, I was all over LA. It kind of like, I don't know, I landed here because Covenant House sent me over to this place. And I was just thinking about Hollywood, West Hollywood, downtown LA. So I was all over LA, all over or wherever I was. It could be the Valley. It could be Santa Monica. It could be, you know, I slept on the beach. So, but not too long because I think my street savvy skills to live on the street. I said, let me stay in a hotel. Let me, you know, let me stay away from, you know, and let me look for, and I got into rooms. It didn't last. So that was a place to get my mail because I was sleeping all over the place. I was lucky to be there because they accepted me as a homeless person. I was home, you know, and so there were programs out here that help homeless people, especially transients, unsigned artists, you know. So that was that. So being an artist, and then that was around the time I made my first demos, and I was over in West Hollywood trying to give my songs to people. I got rejected, and it took a toll on me. So now I'm much stronger, still a starving artist in one way because I didn't get, you know, I hope to get, you know, the next level. But I am trying to say I'm so appreciative of being with BMI, and I'm appreciative because my endurance and determination led me to some very small results like being on Vivo, getting to an indie artist. So I didn't expect to get any artists because there was a time where I went several years and no bands, no nothing. I signed a contract about my publishing, but then I realized I kept pretty much everything. So that I earned or deserved. So I still owe my publishing. So I think BMI for at least keeping me on there because I didn't appreciate being a songwriter, even though I was writing a whole bunch of songs with people, a bunch of lyrics, and then making up melodies and trying guitars. And then I had keyboards, and I had no money. I was really, literally poor. And I don't want to be poor in this lifetime. You know, I can't, I paid my dues. To say I didn't pay my dues would be like saying I'm not alive. I mean, it isn't true. I paid my dues. I still own my music, but I haven't gotten, you know, where I want. But, you know, life goes on. I have to appreciate what I have. So I'm appreciative that BMI let me sign as a licensed songwriter. And I'm appreciative of that. So, and I was appreciative I got on compilations. I was not appreciative of a radio station. I talked about that before. I went through a lot of, you know, stuff, but I did the best I could. Now I'm a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, songhall.org. I'm a member, a lifetime member. I realize that being a songwriter is so important. You know, is what the artist sings and what sells. It's the bread and butter of the music business. Is what the money the labels live on, you know, whatever money is made on that record, those songwriters who make that's a lot. That's the money that keeps the record business going. You know, and the artists, you know, the artists sing, you know. And so I'm so fortunate to be that. You know, being around songwriters means I'm getting older. So I've got 511 songs. They're supposed to have more. They're supposed to register more, you know. For me, it's doing both the lyrics and the music. It always has been, even though when I go in the recording studio in the past, I've been in the recording studio for a long time. Because of time constraints and money, I'm especially involved with the lyrics and the producing. And, you know, producing meaning put the song together, where everything goes, how it sounds here, whatever. But I'm also the music. How is it going to sound? You know, is it in my ear? What is it? So I'm a musician, so I play my piano. Now, I've been through so much. And, you know, I was not. And when I say these things, people are turned off when I say I haven't been recognized. I haven't. It's the truth. I haven't gotten the songwriting credit to a hit song. I haven't gotten signed to a record label. I haven't gotten signed to, but I hope I do. People tell me not to give up, but it's very difficult. You know, I realize that it can happen. It really, dreams can truly happen. That's why I'm telling people who come to Hollywood, don't give up on your dreams. It can truly happen. It can truly happen. You can make it to the big time if you believe in yourself and take risks at times. Don't take silly risks. And another thing I would tell people that I went through, don't let dream killers get in your way. You're going to get the haters and people say but I didn't really necessarily make it, but I'm saying I spent it, but I could. You don't know what's going to happen. It can happen. I want the Hollywood dream so bad, so that's why I'm a permanent resident of Los Angeles. It's part of my, you know, DNA to be an artist, not just a singer-songwriter. I mean, I'm an actor. I act like a comedian at times, but I'm not trying to be a comedian. I'm open to it. I mean, I am, but I haven't got any offer, you know. Actor, comedian, you know, make songs, make movies. I design some of my videos as on Vivo. I make movies, my movies, so I do it all. I design album covers. So I'm an all-around artist, so it's in my DNA. So naturally, so it's something that I surely enjoy. So I'm going to try to change my approach to my podcast to talk about more about my music. So that's what I'm out here for. That's what I really want to do. Not talk about personal things, or even if it's important, I'm going to make an attempt, because sometimes I can be nagged, but it's not intentional, okay? So those who are tired of hearing me talk about personal things, well, I'm doing the best I can, okay? If I say it again, well, I had to get it off my chest, because that's why I got into music, to get it off my chest. And I am also fortunate to be a part of SEL, the songwriters, many other songwriters. You know, it's not, you know, the music of the music industry, the superstar, the pop star, the rock star, it is so important about what song that they sing, or because that's what takes them to the next level. And also, it's the bread and butter of the music business. It really is. So I'm blessed to be with BMI. I was looking at that early contract. I've been with them a long time, so I value songwriting a lot, because that's where I'm going. I evolve as a songwriter. I play my keyboard to make up those melodies on the keys. Whatever I sing, it comes from there. And, you know, I was on stage singing, and I enjoyed it. You know, as you get older, you know, yeah, I have to do what I have to do. I don't know where I'm going. As I say, I have to have a plan B. I can't think like I was when I was 20, 25, you know, when I was out here and I was all over the place. I'm more evolved, but it's still part of that dream that I have. And when I have that dream, it's like I can't give up on it until I get it. But at the same time, I have to make sure I'm okay and to evolve and to move to a level on this planet that makes me happy, to be more healthier, to stay afloat in the 21st century. Because life is too short. But I'm glad to be BMI. BMI is a major song organization for songwriters. So if you write your song, you will have to write. Because, you know, practically, when you think about it, you know, ASCAP too, you know, it doesn't matter. Or CSAC, you know, it's just those places, you know, ASCAP and BMI has all the biggest, if you think about the biggest pop stars, you know, they pretty much write their, a lot of them write their songs and they're on there. You know, BMI have Elvis Presley, and it was reported, now, this is true, this, you can look it up, they said Elvis Presley was not really a songwriter, but he got songwriting credit, he was given songwriting credit from to sing someone else's song, so you can look that up, I ain't saying nothing, but so Elvis Presley is what BMI and Taylor Swift, they're the biggest stars of the era, so is Michael Jackson. Lady Gaga, Rihanna, I mean, this last thing, his song, Every Breath You Take, is like, was played so many times. So I'm fortunate, but ASCAP, the same thing, connected to them, you know, it's the same thing, so, you know, whatever organization, they got Beyonce at ASCAP, they got, who's almost pretty much everybody else, Paul McCartney at ASCAP, or BMI got John Lennon, I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's important that a lot of artists write their songs, and I'm one of them. So some of my songs are pop, and I evolved. I got better as a vocalist. I don't think, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. I sing good, but the money, probably I don't sing as best, my best, but it's good enough. You know, the demos are for considerations with record labels that I make, rock and pop, and also for songwriting, because on the songwriting side, I could say if someone was interested in my song in the industry and wanted to use it, I say yes. But there's one catch. I am not going to just sign everything away and then that's it. But someone told me if I was giving them lots of money, you know, that's a temptation, but, you know, we'll see. But, you know, I spent all these years struggling. So it really, because I heard that happen before so many times before. It's not easy. It's a very difficult business to get recognized, but I had to put myself out there. You know, it's, I don't know. And I did say that because I did it so long that I am going to wind down. And do I feel that way now? The answer to that, yes. I mean, done a long way. It doesn't mean that I'm giving up. It's just, I'm not giving up this year. I just, you know, I don't know. I need to find myself. But if you are out there trying to make it in Hollywood, if you're like one of those people come out here with that dream, go for it as long as possible. Someone told me to go for it for 7 to 10 years. And then if you don't get no recognition, and go back to college. That's exactly what I did. I spent 10 years. Out here, and then I said, let me go back to college, you know. But I didn't stop doing my music, okay? And I'm not telling you to stop. Do it on your own terms. If you've done it 30, 40 years like I am, good for you. You've done all you could. But then again, I might change my mind. I don't know. I'm unpredictable at times because I had an addiction to writing songs, just writing. I got 500 and some songs. I actually wrote 1,000 songs. It's the blessing is to be creative. The hard part is to be recognized and to make a living at it, and that's so difficult. I hope I can get that fortune to get to make a living. I'm trying to be positive, okay, and I'm trying to be realistic. But, you know, that's what it is. So I'm going to talk about my music. So whatever music I've done in the past, I already talked about it so many times, so. And that's why I love to talk. So podcasts give me a way to talk because I love to talk because I just talk, and I am. That's who I am. as I said before, I copyrighted all my songs. I learned that when I started out, and I had to register my songs. And I'm fortunate to have it on the radio, even though I'm not really making anything, because I'm not a amateur and I'm not a successful pro. I'm a starving pro artist, let's just say. And that's okay. That's a better step than being an amateur. But I'm fortunate to have to do it this long, because it's so difficult, and it is very difficult. You know, I get people say, "Oh, you know, I talk about in the past about the haters of my music or my abilities." All I can say is, it makes me angry because I suffer so much. But at the same time, being a human being, it goes through one ear and out the other. And I can't let haters stop me. I stop on my own terms, not because of a hater. So I'm fortunate to be among the Song Hall fame. So when I hear someone say, "Oh, I don't deserve it because I didn't work a regular job enough," and that's not necessarily true, but whether it's true or not, that should not, you know, suffering for 30 years of making music and being a member of BMI, which is for professionals, and doing all those demos and all those performances for nearly 20 years. I paid my dues just as much as anybody who did make it, so I don't think that's fair. That's negative. So I can't listen to that, or someone said, "Oh, I can't play the piano." That's their opinion, and I realized that. When I was younger, I was, like, so sensitive because I came from a bad background where anything negative, I just couldn't listen to. But the music business has so many opinions, so many rejections. It's normal to be rejected, unfortunately. It doesn't mean that my music is not good enough. It's just, it is what it is. I had to, you know, do the best I can. Also, you know, there's so many different opinions. It doesn't mean that something's wrong with me. It just, I had to find the right person who my music could fit. And, you know, there's so many different outlets for artists or for a songwriter. Not just the pop chart, you know, being on the pop chart and making money, but also getting a song at a movie, getting a song played on commercials, having other people use it. I mean, it's lots of ways to make money, and I'm finding it out more, but as I get older, it's very difficult. And then I hear people say, "Oh, I'm too fat." Well, that's not good, because music is about whether you're talented. And I ain't going to say, you know, people who are extra large and have made it as singers, you know, like Meat Loaf, and people who are beautiful and have bigger sizes like Lizzo, they sold millions and they got number one hits. So it's about their music. So I can't listen to that. I talk about it a lot because, like, it comes my way. It always comes my way because I have my own style, and people misinterpret. I attracted the wrong people to me. And then I realized these people must be out of touch with reality, because if they're living 10 miles from Hollywood and they think they're living somewhere else, you know, they live in on the East Coast, they live in Missouri or somewhere, you know. This is not Missouri in terms of, this is a center of entertainment. I mean, Missouri is, I ain't putting down Missouri, but this, if they want to live in Missouri or Kansas, then they should go back to Missouri and Kansas. This is one of the biggest entertainment capitals in the world. The others is New York, London, and Nashville. So I don't know what you're talking about. And Hollywood is, and you know, Hollywood is not, you know, just in Hollywood or West Hollywood. It's also in the San Fernando Valley. There's a lot of stuff in entertainment over here, music and movies. They film movies in the Valley. They film movies in Santa Monica, Beverly Hills. There's a lot of industry. They need to stop. So I bring that up, and I'm not trying to be, I'm trying to just say this. My music is so important. I create from the soul when I write my song. So when I write a song, it's like I write from my perspective. You know, I wrote a lot of songs about my life. You know, so, you know, what I was going through, the struggles. And then I write about love, the fantasy that I hope to, you know, find the right person or meet the right person. You know, that's the thing. You know. So that's all I need to say. But I'm trying to be positive. That's my point, I think, because I believe positivity is the way, and be rational enough and reasonable enough to know the difference. One day at a time. So I want to talk about BMI. So I'm just saying that I was with BMI for a very long time. They registered me as a songwriter, and I was not thinking about songwriting when I did it, because I talked about this in the podcast that it happened after I was on Sunset Boulevard near the Roxy and the Whiskey A Go Go. I was putting flyers on. That was a long time ago. Flyers all over there looking for a band. And I made those demos. But I was trying to get signed to some little labels all over. I was in West Hollywood a lot. And after that, you know, and then I put flyers on Hollywood Boulevard. Yes, I did. I put flyers all over Hollywood Boulevard while I walked down the street, Hollywood Highland, all the way down to Vine with my name on and my number. And then I walked up Hollywood Boulevard, Highland, all the way down to Sunset and Highland, and I took a bus down Sunset to the Sunset Strip where the Whiskey A Go Go was, and I put my names all over the place. I think it was about 100 flyers. Yes, I did. I was so, I don't know. It was funny to do something like that. I was like, I would do that to get the, you know. I was like, look at my band, look at my people in my group. Nobody contacted me, but except BMI. And I was like, who is BMI? You know, I was like, what is this? So I was thankful for BMI to have done that. Oh, yes, and that's the same route. Yeah, Hollywood and Highland, I was down there and go right, walk down to Sunset and Highland and catch the 2 bus right to the Rainbow or the Whiskey and go and sing. Yes, I did that too. Or, you know, the Coconut Teaser, and they closed it down in 2003. Yeah, they did. They closed up. Coconut Teaser, they closed it down. House of Blues was over there too, and then they closed, you know. But it was a great time. I'm just telling you about that memory. So I'm just saying I'm appreciative of being with Broadcast Music Incorporated. Because they said when my song is played, I can get a possible royalty. And why I haven't made much or any at all, almost, I'm glad to at least be there. So, you know, with me in the music business, I think songwriting is so essential, you know. But it's like the bread and butter of everything. It holds everything together. You really think about what the artist sings and what he or she sings and what's the melody on that, what the instrument. So important. So I'm blessed in that way to go all these years and to talk about being with BMI. Good day, good night from Dove Night.